Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, February 28th of leap year, and we're going to leap right on into YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube is testing a way to allow us creators to sell ads directly to brands, but only if there's already an established relationship between the creator and the brand. Google now has an official liaison from Google to the YouTube community. They're calling the job title the YouTube Liaison, and it goes to YouTube creator Matt Koval. You can follow him on Twitter with the handle at YouTube Liaison. Now let's dive into Google. Google is adding icons on the images inside of image search to identify the type of content that the image links to. For example, a video, a product, or a recipe. These will replace the image dimensions that have been showing up over the images. A Google patent from 2018 uncovered by Bill Sulwoski appears to detail exactly how Google might use neural networks to identify a website as part of what they call a knowledge domain. Once a website has been identified and classified into a specific knowledge domain, that specific domain then may require different signals for ranking, including signals that might validate the authority or the authenticity of that website inside of that specific knowledge domain. Google appears to now be showing third-party 3D and augmented reality content inside of search results. You can actually find 3D versions of Burberry purses and pull them up inside of Google and then use your cell phone's camera to see what the Burberry purse would look like inside of your current environment. Google may soon allow anybody to create or edit a knowledge panel about themselves. This was uncovered by Android Police, and it comes after we were told that Google is actually deprecating the knowledge panels. Those are the graphs of information, the boxes of information on the right-hand side of desktop search results. This is not an actual feature yet. They just found some support pages detailing that this feature exists. So Google may not actually be releasing the feature, or they could. If you are interested in more, I would head over to Android Police and read about it. The Rich Results testing tool can now test how-to markup for Google Smart and Home displays and help you make sure that that markup is correct so that your how-to content can be better displayed on Google devices. Google Search Console is now allowing full data exports. Previously, when you exported data, it was only like the little overview data from the chart. Now it's everything that backs up a chart. So, for example, a performance report or a coverage report, you get all of the data. Thank you so much, John Mueller, Gary Deves, I never say your name right, I'm so sorry, and everybody else over the Google Search Console team. This is an absolutely wonderful tool, and I really appreciate it. Google My Business appears to be testing product category suggestions for businesses that they understand. So, for example, if you're a local retailer, and you sell different types of products, Google My Business is now automatically recommending different product categories for you to add. Do not add those just yet. There have been lots of tests that have really screwed with rankings and categorization lately on Google My Business. I would communicate with your local SEO expert before you add those. But it's interesting to see Google trying to get a deeper level of insight in local businesses. Currently, that test is with product categories that they're automatically suggesting. It is now explicitly against Google My Business rules to use a premium rate phone number on your Google My Business profile. This is any phone number that would charge a high rate to the consumer if they just tapped the button and called you. This comes after myself and Yen Gilbert discovered profiles using Pakistan phone numbers here in the United States. So that's a good thing. It's not really going to stop the practice, but at least if you're out there and you see it on a website or a web profile, you can at least report that to Google My Business and hopefully they'll take it down or make the business change the phone number. Over in Europe, Google is displaying links to third-party local business directory websites above the local pack of search results. So if you're in Europe and you're seeing that, you get the option of skipping Google's map and clicking to Yelp or some other business directory website or seeing the stuff that Google offers you instead. Google Chrome took some heat this week over a new feature in Chrome 80 called Scroll to Text Fragment, which allows Chrome to scroll directly to words on a page. Some say this new feature could hurt people's privacy. It's been in Chrome 80 since it hit stable release earlier this month.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook has canceled their F8 developer conference for the first time due to concerns over the COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus.
Over on Instagram.
Instagram influencers now have the ability to tag checkout-enabled products in their feed as long as they are a brand partner with a brand that has access to Instagram checkout. The Instagram Windows 10 app is now a progressive web app and has access to direct messaging right from the desktop. Unfortunately, if you are already a Windows 10 Instagram app user and you upgrade to the new progressive web app version of the Instagram app on Windows 10, you're going to lose the ability to upload photos and videos from your desktop to your Instagram profile. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat has a new advertising unit called Swipe Up to Call Ads, which do exactly what you think they do. You can now put a call to action in your Snapchat ads to have people swipe up, and it will call you or send a text message to your phone. This could be really good for local businesses. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit's new transparency report is out, and according to the transparency report in 2019, they removed 300% more pieces of content from Reddit than they did in 2018. Analysts think this is because Reddit is trying to become a more friendly place for brands and a safer place for brands to advertise. We take you now to Bing. Over on Bing/Microsoft Ads, they're testing a new Made in the USA ad extension. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is testing Snapchat-like stories because apparently they hate me and they want me to hate LinkedIn even more. Over on Twitter. Twitter's hide reply feature, which allows you to control whose replies to your tweets get seen, is now available to developers. Twitter says they hope that developers will help Twitter make better tools for the hide reply feature. Bonus round! Amazon is now giving some advertisers free access to a tool called Amazon Retail Analytics Premium, which they once charged $30,000 a year for. The catch is, you have to be a brand registered vendor on Amazon's Vendor Central. A study this week by Moz's Dr. Pete shows that the classic number one search result in Google search results, at worst case, is 2,938 pixels down the screen. The average number one classic search result is somewhere between 605 pixels down the screen and 704 pixels down the screen. In 2013, Dr. Pete did a very similar study in which he found that the number one classic search result was found 375 pixels down the screen, which means today, 2020, 7 years later, the number one classic search result is almost twice as far down the page on average as it was back in 2013. Safari will start rejecting any SSL certificate that says it's valid for more than 13 months. Firefox will start forcing DNS over HTTPS to keep internet service providers from snooping on website traffic, taking that data and selling it to third parties. The WP Engine, a web host, has announced that starting sometime in March, they're going to deprecate access to editing the htaccess file on Apache servers, which means you, the website owner, or the SEO will no longer be able to control things like redirects or browser caching. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. and for subscribing. If you haven't yet, please do subscribe and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, or there's a news story you think we missed, head on over to joeyoungblood.com, click on contact, and send us a message. I'll talk to you next week.